One of the reasons we hope that the economy will be in good shape is that incomes tend to rise during periods of expansion. But despite ongoing gains in hiring, an unemployment rate that has dipped to 5.1% nationally, and other indications of improvement, take-home pay for many workers has declined in real terms since the economic recovery began in 2009, this according to the National Employment Law Project. Their study indicates that once inflation is considered, median wages across all occupations collectively declined 4% between 2009 and 2014. As pointed out by writer Nelson Schwartz, one explanation for this may lie in another study conducted by the Economic Policy Institute. That report indicates that even as labor productivity has improved steadily since 2000, the benefits of improved efficiency have nearly all inured to companies, shareholders, and top executives rather than to rank-and-file employees. Remarkably, wage declines in low-paying occupations have been much worse, falling 9%, for instance, for restaurant cooks and 6% for home health aides. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.